It's Monday morning, everybody. Hello, I'm Tom Turberville, and it's time for Fran Lamb and Heritage Highlights on Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's Fran.
The state capitol building, located in Austin, was completed in 1888 as the winning design for a national competition, which drew entries from 8 architects. The capitol building is the largest of all state capitols in square footage and almost 15 feet taller than the national capitol building. Exterior walls are made of red sunset granite, quarried just 50 miles away in Marble Falls. The foundation is limestone. Texas paid for the construction not in dollars, but by trading property, namely some 3 million acres of Texas Panhandle land that would later become the famous XIT Ranch. In the 1850 federal census, only 629 people could be found to be residents of Austin. In fact, the population had been declining since 1940. Sam Houston failed in his brave and secretive effort to move the capital of Texas from Austin to Houston in 1839. During that time, Wheelock, located in adjacent Robertson County, was also nominated to be the capital of Texas, and it had a number of influential people there to make it a reality. Alas, other towns also were in the running. A mere 10 years later, namely March 4, 1850, remains as one of the most important but least remembered dates in Austin's history. Texas voters were allowed to vote on the location of the capital of Texas. By a 2-to-1 margin, Austin won out over 4 East Texas towns, including both Huntsville and Washington on the Brazos. Even though Austin got the most votes, the voters gave the city only 20 years to measure up. In 1870, the voters, that is, the male property voters who could easily and legally vote, would get a chance to address the question again. Promised at least 2 decades of stability, Austin soon began its first boom. Turmoil surrounding the Civil War and Reconstruction delayed the second election on Austin's status as the state capital, but the matter finally went to the voters again in 1872. In an election held in November of that year, 63,000 Texans agreed that Austin should be the permanent seat of government. Houston, the second-place contender, got 35,000 votes, while 12,000 citizens cast their ballot for Waco. 101 other voters wrote in their preference for various other cities, including 10 who thought Bryan should be the capital. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, and next week, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.